Today is Wednesday, February 10th. We'll explain how chilling video played a part in this week's impeachment trial so far, and why one of Trump's lawyers says he was caught off guard. Also, what the World Health Organization now reports about that theory COVID-19 was leaked from a lab. Plus, what caused the crash that killed Kobe Bryant a year ago, the new name for a controversial syrup brand, and a new report about when remote workers may need to return to the office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The vote is in. Former President Trump's second impeachment trial will continue with opening statements today. At the end of day one, all 50 Democrats voted to keep going with the trial, along with 6 Republicans. 44 other Republicans voted no, agreeing with Trump's lawyers that an impeachment trial for someone no longer in office is unconstitutional. In the end, though, there wasn't enough votes to stop the trial. And even before the official opening arguments kick off today, both sides did start presenting evidence. For example, the Democrats, acting as the prosecutors here, showed graphic footage of last month's violent Capitol invasion. They also showed some of Trump's tweets in an effort to set up their argument that the former president incited the riot. For example, in one tweet, Trump described the rioters as, quote, great patriots, before then telling them to go home. Democrats also spoke a bit about their own personal experiences. For example, Congressman Jamie Raskin said his daughter and son-in-law were barricaded in an office during the attack and thought they were going to die. At the time, he was on the House floor and says he could hear other lawmakers calling their loved ones to say their goodbyes. The other side presented plenty of evidence as well, though. Trump's lawyers played a video montage of several Democrats calling for Trump's impeachment many times over the last 4 years. The clips start as far back as January 2017, before Trump was even sworn into office. They argued the trial has less to do with what happened at the Capitol last month and more to do with what they say are Democrats fueled by a, quote, base hatred of the former president. And while Trump's lawyers denounced the Capitol attack itself, they argued Trump was not responsible for it, saying he wanted his supporters to question the election results but not get violent over them. Still, several Senate Republicans told reporters they were disappointed with Trump's team since they say the lawyers rambled and seemed disorganized. Well, here's one explanation for that. One of his lawyers said in an interview he had not even planned to speak yesterday, but changed his plan last minute after the House Democrats spent more time than he expected laying out their overall case. Of course, we expect a lot more arguments soon. Starting today, the House Democrats and Trump's defense team will get up to 16 hours each to make the case for either conviction or acquittal. To be continued. While the Senate is mostly focused on the impeachment trial this week, lawmakers over in the House are putting their energy into the next COVID-19 relief bill. And yes, it's looking likely Americans will get a third round of direct payments. The latest proposal from Democrats calls for $1,400 to go to people who make up to $75,000 a year. And couples who make up to $150,000 a year would get $2,800. Now, this could be based on your 2020 tax return, unless, of course, you have not filed yet. Then it will go by your 2019 taxes. President Biden has now endorsed this plan. He and Democrats say the American people cannot wait any longer for the economic help needed now. But some Republicans say the Democrats are not working to compromise enough. Many moderate Republicans and Democrats want fewer people to qualify for direct payments this time around, voicing concerns about the national debt. And they've said in the past they've worried the relief package will be too big. Either way, this latest proposal still has a long way to go. Lawmakers still need to draft a complete bill to include a lot of other pandemic-era priorities, like a funding boost for schools, extra unemployment benefits, and more money to help with vaccine efforts. Then the Senate and House both need to sign off before it'll go to the president to sign into law. The goal is to have everything done by the middle of next month, so we'll see. Top scientists investigating the origins of COVID-19 are all but dismissing the so-called lab leak theory. A team from the World Health Organization has been in Wuhan, China, the past few weeks, where the new coronavirus first popped up. And as the trip came to a close, the group's leader said it's extremely unlikely the virus was leaked from a lab there. Now the WHO scientists say they're not even suggesting any other studies look into that idea, since they say it's so far-fetched. Scientists still say it's most likely COVID-19 first appeared in animals before jumping to humans. But they're still trying to figure out exactly how. For example, if it came through food or a bite or something else. The World Health Organization says it's now branching out its investigation to all of Southeast Asia. And some scientists say it could be decades before we really know exactly how COVID-19 came to be. California is still considered one of the nation's biggest COVID-19 hotspots, and it just hit another grim milestone this week. With about 45,000 COVID-19 deaths in that state alone, California now has more deaths than any other single state in the country. To be fair, though, California also has the largest population. When you actually look at the percentages, California has a lower death rate than 31 other states and Washington, D.C. The New York Times analyzed the data and found the states with the highest death rate are New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Mississippi. As you know, daily tallies of new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have actually been dropping in recent weeks. That's the good news. So now the hope is deaths will start going down as well. But they're still, as California's governor put it, remarkably high. Many health experts view vaccines as the best way out of this crisis. So far, about 33 million Americans, or about 10% of the U.S. population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And President Biden says his administration will be sending even more shipments out to states starting next week. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Native. If you've listened for a while, then you know Native is my go-to deodorant. And I think Native aluminum-free deodorant could be a great addition to your 2021 routine as well. I wear it every day, and so I really care about what's in it. It's all ingredients that I've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. I also just have a great experience with the company every time. They somehow make deodorant fun with rotating seasonal scents if you get bored of always smelling the same. Or find your favorites and then subscribe so you can always get your order right on time. My two favorites so far are the coconut and vanilla scent and the lavender and rose. But I've tried a bunch and I really do like them all. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to the news. Major League Baseball players will be wearing electronic tracing wristbands during spring training later this month. The wristbands are meant to make contact tracing easier in case there's a COVID-19 outbreak. Or in other words, they can help notify players if they were exposed to someone who later tests positive. It will also warn players in the moment if they're too close to each other. It's just one of many new COVID-19 safety protocols. They're part of a deal between the players' union and the league. Players are also encouraged to get the vaccine when it's available to them, although it will not be required, and look at a COVID-19 test at least every other day. And that's just the start. The full list of protocols is 108 pages long. Players will begin reporting to training camp next week. Opening day is April 1st. It took more than a year, but federal investigators have figured out what led to the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and 8 other people. The National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot ignored his training and violated flight rules by flying into dangerous weather. They say he took off even though it was extremely foggy on his route. And because of that, he got so disoriented, he thought the chopper was going up when it was actually heading into a California hillside. The pilot was experienced, too, but the NTSB says he likely felt pressure to deliver his star client, Kobe Bryant, to his daughter's basketball game. Sadly, Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, 6 other passengers, and the pilot were all killed in the January 2020 crash. The NTSB did say there was no sign of mechanical failure and the pilot was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. This report will likely factor into several pending lawsuits. So far, the helicopter company has not commented on the new findings. What's been known as Aunt Jemima for the last 132 years is now becoming the Pearl Milling Company. The pancake mix and syrup brand will get the new name and logo starting this summer. Remember, we told you last summer, Quaker Oats, which owns the brand, decided to rework its image in the wake of national protests against racial injustice. The company admitted the Aunt Jemima character was based on a racial stereotype, and it's time for a change. Now, the new logo shows a water mill used to grow flour. Still, the packaging has the same red, white, and yellow color scheme, so people will be able to recognize it. And as part of the rollout, Quaker also says it's donating $1 million to groups that empower Black women and girls. The Wizard of Oz is getting another movie remake. Like previous Oz films, it'll be based on the children's novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum. But it'll apparently have a new take. The same director behind the HBO hit series Watchmen, Nicole Cassell, has signed on to direct it. She says the new movie will take on the classic themes of the story, like the quest for courage, love, wisdom, and home. But it will not be a musical. We don't know yet who will star in the film or when it will be released, so stay tuned. The family of late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is making sure his legacy lives on even after his death. The late game show host's son came up with an idea to give his dad's wardrobe to the Doe Fund. The organization provides paid work, housing, job training, and more to Americans who have been homeless, incarcerated, or victims of substance abuse. Now, people who get help from the Doe Fund will be getting Trebek's clothing for job interviews. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Monk Pack. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and let's be honest, most don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. Well, Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have a perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, and they still manage to be soft and chewy. They also come in delicious flavors. A couple of my favorites are caramel sea salt and peanut butter dark chocolate. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And you can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code newsworthy at checkout. And they're backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like them for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, then enter the code newsworthy at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how some remote workers across the country may soon be returning to the office. As you know, working from home became more popular than ever as companies adapted to the pandemic. But now that vaccines are getting rolled out, a portion of employers are ready to welcome them back in person. At least that's what one recent report found. It's from the research group The Conference Board. It found roughly 40% of employers are planning to have their workers return to the office as early as next month. But there are still some major changes from the norm. For example, some employers might make it voluntary, while others might have their staff work a flexible schedule. So, for example, partly from home and partly from the office. As for how employees feel about this, well, a separate survey from the Pew Research Center says, if given the choice, more than half of the workers surveyed would like to keep working from home even after the pandemic is over. Either way, many companies say reversing the work-from-home model is going to be difficult. And some major ones like Microsoft, Facebook, and Google say they're letting their current remote workers stay that way for at least the next several months. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. All right, we'll catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.